Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And we are so glad you are joining us today for this mini episode where...
Indeed.
We take your phone calls.
And your emails.
We do, and we discuss them.
We try to give you good advice.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't.
I mean, look.
Again, not advice experts, just two humans trying to live their best lives.
Just trying to make our way, okay?
All right, but here's the deal. You can always call us and leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390.
I was just going to say you can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
That is true. So let's kick this party off with a little something I like to call a voicemail.
Let's do it.
Hi, Kate and Dori. My name is Nicole. I live in Metro West Boston and really love your show. I'm calling to see if you have any tips or tricks for getting to that place in life that everyone promised me I would get to when I turned 40 last year, which just has not happened. That place of not giving AF, feeling really confident, feeling like you really know yourself, and I don't know, just being truly comfortable in your own skin as you get older. And I gotta say, that hasn't happened, and I'm about to turn 41, and I keep waiting. And I'm just wondering, I know, Dori, I think you are 40 and, or over 40 a little bit, and I know, Kate, you're gonna turn 40? I really thought that that was going to happen for me after like a really tough decade of being in my 30s and raising kids and being a stay-at-home parent and kind of losing myself in that process, and then turning 40 and having both my kids be in school full-time, and then all of a sudden I was like, what the hell just happened for those prior 10 years? Anyhow, just looking for a little insight, tips, I don't know, commiseration maybe. I'm rambling, as I tend to do. Well, anyhow, I'm going to go finish unloading my dishwasher. And thank you so much for your show. It is a touchstone in my week, and I try to save it for my daily 1 mile walks that I've committed to, and I love it so much. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Do you think she lives in Natick?
Do we want to, instead of answering the question, just try to figure out what specific Metro West Boston town she's in? It possibly could be Natick. Okay. Maybe a South Natick.
Just wondering.
A Dover, a Sherbourne.
Do people who live in Dover refer to themselves as living in Metro West?
What is Metro West? Framingham?
I feel like it's like Route 9.
My home territory.
I might be making this up, but I feel like I'm not.
What about a Needham?
Could be a Needham.
A Dedham.
Dedham's not on Route 9.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Someone who lives in Boston, clarify to us what Metro West Boston is, because it's been a while since we've lived there. But we do love just naming all the towns we remember.
We do.
I also just want to say this listener is a person after my own heart for multitasking during the call.
Oh, yes.
I could just like hear the sounds of your home life as you were calling and it fucking like warmed my soul.
Oh.
I love a sound of a dishwasher unload while also doing a voicemail. So anyway, I just want to say I'm with you in that respect.
The next time I call you, I'll be unloading my dishwasher.
Please do.
Okay.
I am often on the toilet when people call me.
Oh, noted.
Just FYI, anybody out there who's going to give me a wringle dingle.
A wringle dingle.
I'm doing a wringle tinkle. Okay, Dory, oh, let's answer.
Well, we've already gone off the rails.
Well, wee!
And we're 5 minutes in.
So I just want to say that I loved this voicemail so much because there is this pervasive dialogue. I was like, at 40, I'm just so comfortable and I know myself and I love my body and I don't care what anyone thinks. And that is not always the case.
No.
Probably not for most of us.
Yeah.
Now, Dory, you are 41.
Yes.
And I'm 39 and a half. Mm-hmm. And so did you have this at the 40th birthday mark, like this transformative experience of suddenly not giving a fuck?
I feel like it happened more gradually. I feel like I had kind of gotten there by my late 30s. But it wasn't like I woke up one day and I suddenly felt, I feel so comfortable in my own skin. It was more gradual. And I do think a lot of it starts with like not caring as much what other people think about you.
And how do you make that? I mean, that just was an organic thing that you just started to shed?
I think I just started realizing that most of the time, other people's opinions don't really matter. That life is long. That rejection is not the worst thing in the world. You know, like Alexis Tirado said, you got to keep it moving. And former Forever 35 guest. And I think, yeah, just like, and also I think I allowed myself to be a little more selfish.
Go on.
Like I allowed myself to kind of focus on me more than I had maybe done in the past when maybe I was focusing more on like pleasing other people. And I think it's hard to feel fully comfortable in your own skin when you're just always focused on pleasing other people. But when you're focused on pleasing yourself, you're just like, I want to make myself happy. What do I need to do to get there? And it was just kind of, I feel like it was this sort of holistic, gradual process, if you will. I mean, I'm also on antidepressants.
Same. Anti-anxiety medicine.
But yeah, I mean, I also think like cut yourself a little slack.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's no magic thing that really is supposed to happen when you turn 40, and no one has the same experience. And I think if you just go through your 40s anxious that you don't feel comfortable enough in your own skin, you're never going to feel comfortable in your own skin.
That's really good advice.
Thanks.
I don't know if it's happened to me yet. I'm certainly a lot. I certainly give some less fucks than I did like 5 to 10 years ago. They're starting to dissipate.
Mm-hmm.
Do I feel totally comfortable in my own skin? I'm getting a little, I'm easing into it. But like, find me the person who is 100% comfortable. Like, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, that doesn't exist.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it sounds like I like that you do your 1 mile walk every day.
Yeah.
You're caring for yourself. You know, I don't think it can ever hurt to go to therapy and talk mm-hmm. about these feelings if you aren't already doing that.
Some people say meditation helps with this kind of stuff.
Someday I hope to find that out if I ever stick to meditation. That would be interesting, maybe. You know,
yeah.
Start meditating.
I think, you know, now that I'm thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if I really started becoming more comfortable in my own skin when I was training for the marathon. I don't know. I have to like unpack this a little bit more, but it's like I'd set this big physical goal for something that I never thought I would be able to do.
And how old were you when you ran the marathon?
Well, I didn't run it because it was canceled.
Oh, you were there. You were during the hurricane year.
Yes, I was the hurricane year. I was 35. But again, it was something that I was just doing for me. That was this like big physical challenge that you also work on like incrementally. So I'm not saying train for a marathon, but I am saying maybe like focusing on some sort of big goal.
That's just for you.
That's just for you. It kind of takes you out of your own head.
I love that.
And
suggestion.
It's very satisfying.
Never mind. I had something to say and now it's spacing out of my head. Would you ever do that again?
Maybe. It's hard for me to like envision a world now where I have the time and the motivation to train for a marathon. It's a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't see it happening in the next like 5 years. I know people run marathons like into their 80s.
Yeah, it's a goal I have that I have yet to take seriously. Mm-hmm. But I would love to, one, hear from other listeners who have either gone through this or experienced this or do, you know, have kind of shed their caring about what other people think. And I feel like this could be an interesting full-length topic.
Totally.
Yeah, let's dig in a little bit more.
Okay.
Maybe for my birthday?
Love it.
July 10th, everybody. We're going to get into it. Dory, we had a lovely little, just some feedback from a listener about surviving the holiday season that I thought was kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
And applicable as we move forward into the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
This is an excerpt from a longer email. They wrote, "I too go flipping bonkers in the holiday season. Christmas is life. To bring an iota of sanity to my end of year, I skip Christmas cards. Instead, I send Valentine's. It gives you the very same opportunity to mail out a little bit of joy, update people on your life, and spread the love, but you're spreading love across late winter instead. When I'm feeling ambitious, I like to hand make the Valentines just like in elementary school, an excellent way to while away cabin fever in the snowy winter."
What a lovely idea.
What a cozy activity.
I am in love with this.
Have you ever, you do send holiday cards? No.
I didn't this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I've gotten one from you before, yeah. But not recently.
I think we've sent two.
It is a ton of work.
It's a ton of work.
I resent it every year.
This year we were just like, we have too much going on that we can't do it.
And guess what? We all survived not getting your card.
I mean, but did you?
Well, I do love a picture of Beau in an outfit.
Last year was a picture of Beau in a scarf with snow falling around him.
It's a beautiful photo.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, it is always lovely to get a card, but
sure.
it's not a necessity. It
no.
doesn't make me think one does not care or isn't, no. you know. I wonder with a Valentine's Day card or some other like late winter card, it also kind of, you don't have to do it to as many people.
I was just thinking
like
that.
Like you could do, we did like 200 this year. You could maybe do 40.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a great idea.
Maybe we should get together and make some Valentines.
Well, I like the thought of that, except I have to now assist in the making of children's
yes.
Valentines.
All right. Never mind.
I will make one for you.
Okay.
One for my husband.
We can make them for Sammy and Lane, too.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. We solved it. Dory, should we take a quick break?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. So we have an email that I'm going to read.
Let's do it.
Okay. 2018 was quite a whirlwind for me, and my marriage has been on an up and down roller coaster. I love my husband, but we have marital issues just like everyone else. For the last 2 years, I've been on a journey of self-love and self-discovery, just trying to have more self-care. Due to 4 years of infertility, stress, and eventually adopting our girl, I gained a significant amount of weight, and since beginning of 2017, set on a weight loss journey at my pace. First year went great. Last year, healthy gym habits, stronger, no weight loss. I find that when I get closer to my husband's weight, he's also overweight, but I've been comfortably over him for some time. He seems to do little things to sabotage me, bring breads, cookies, chips home, or going out to restaurants more, my weight loss. At the same time, he'll be bragging about his weight loss since I, quote, inspired him. We had a blowout this week where I told him straight up that I think this is happening and I wanted to know why. He says he thinks I will leave him. I never gave him any indication. I told him I just need to regain myself, my health for myself and my daughter. The question is how to continue on self-care when big obstacles are put up even by those who love us, even when their reasons are unfounded. There's a lot to unpack here.
I've had two thoughts upon immediately reading this email for the first time when it landed in our inbox. Number one, I think just want to congratulate yourself on healthy gym habits and feeling stronger, whether or not there's weight loss involved. That just stood out to me. And it's wonderful that you are doing things that make you feel like you are caring for yourself.
Yeah.
And doing things to make you feel healthy for you and for your daughter. That's awesome. The other thing, that the biggest glaring thing for me was like, get ye to couples therapy ASAP.
Like yesterday.
Yeah. Because this is not something that we are going to be able to help you with, one, because your husband's not here, two, because we're not licensed therapists. But I really think the fact that I think it's great that you brought it up.
Yeah. But that's like step one.
Yes. And his response that he's afraid you will leave him is
feels something manipulative to me.
But it also feels like it's you are telling us it's not founded. It's unfounded. Yeah. And so this needs to be discussed with like a professional person, yeah. I would say.
Yeah.
End point. Anything else to add, Dory?
No, I mean, that was the sum of my advice was going to be, please go to couples therapy.
And also, you've gone through so much, 4 years of infertility, stress, adoption. You have been setting out on a weight loss journey for yourself. There is a lot there, I think, that you could use, you know, someone to talk to about all of that together and maybe also individually.
Yes.
But it sounds like you've gone through quite an experience together. And I really do feel like a professional would help you communicate and also help you articulate what your goals are to him mm-hmm. to make clear that you do not need your partner sabotaging you.
And I think it will help him to understand why he's doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And also why you're doing it. He thinks you'll leave him if you lose weight. Like that's not why you're doing, why you're making that choice for yourself. So I think having an extra voice there to help navigate this for you would be very helpful.
Yes. Should we listen to a voicemail?
Yes, Dory, we should.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Kelsey calling from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm calling because I have a La Mer dilemma. I recently received a package from Nordstrom that I didn't order. And when I opened it, I found about $500 worth of La Mer products inside, which clearly was sent to the wrong address. I called Nordstrom to let them know that they accidentally delivered this package to me, and they were, for a number of reasons, very confused and did suggest I send it back. But the package did have my name and my address on it, and in theory could be a gift. And so it seems like manna from heaven that I got $500 worth of free La Mer products, including 3 full-size products and 9 different samples. So I'm just wondering what you think I should do. I assume this woman who was supposed to receive the package did call Nordstrom's by this point, and they'll just send her the right thing. But I don't want to get bad karma, essentially, from keeping this package. Love the podcast, and just want to say hi to my friend Hillary, who I've known for over 10 years and is currently in Germany, but we still keep in touch and talk about the podcast and Eggsplit Adventure every week. Thanks. Bye.
I mean, I guess my biggest question is, how do you definitely know this wasn't for you?
Your name
was on it.
And your address.
It would be one thing if it had someone else's name and your address.
Or your name and the wrong address.
Yeah, but like the fact that it was addressed to you makes me think that the fuck up was the fact that they didn't mark it as a gift.
Let's just say, even it's not a gift. Let's just say a package of La Mer landed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina on her doorstep.
Addressed to her.
I say you keep it.
Yeah, I like.
Why would you? It's not like it has somebody. It's not like inside it says like "Dear Stephanie."
No,
you know, there is nothing. You would be going up. I think it's great to have a moral compass.
Yes,
and I think being honest in all situations is always the best policy. But in this case, you didn't. You're not. I don't know. Oh, maybe she should return it. Now I'm waffling. I'm waffling because I'm really thinking, you didn't pay for it. I don't know what to do.
I would ask, like, is there a way to, like, post on Facebook, like, without saying exactly what it is, say, like, hey, did someone send me a gift from Nordstrom? Like, if you did, like, show yourself or whatever, you know? I think that might be a way to figure out if someone actually, like, maybe someone sent this to you.
Possibly.
Yeah. I'm just getting tripped up by the fact that it was addressed to you.
And who is the credit card that paid, like, for example, when you return an item I returned a gift to Nordstrom recently. I could see as I was returning it, the information of, I knew who it was from, but their information came up when I returned the item. So if you were to bring this to a Nordstrom, like they should be able to.
She might not live near a Nordstrom though.
Well, you know, that's on Nordstrom for not creating a store near
in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
I'll tell you, I think there's got to be one in the Raleigh-Durham greater triangle-y area. I kind of know. But they should be able to track it on, like, if you call and give them the tracking number, they should be able to know who ordered it.
Yeah.
If Nordstrom is not helping you out more here.
I'm actually surprised because Nordstrom usually has really great customer service.
They do. The other thing I would say, like, if
I would call back,
okay,
and say, hey, I got a gift and there's no gift receipt or note in here. Can you tell me who it's from?
There we go. And now if they can't and you are saddled with this package and you are feeling karmically anxious, donate the items.
Yeah, donate them.
There are many organizations who will accept unused beauty products and someone would be thrilled to receive them. So I think you could always go that route. Or you use them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We won't tell anybody if you decide to keep them. Just this podcast community that's listening right now.
But you all don't tell anyone either.
Don't tell anyone. But also, if the president of Nordstrom is listening to this podcast, shoot us an email and tell us how to solve this problem.
Yeah, do that.
I know you've got nothing else going on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dory, let's end with one more voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, ladies. My name's Kerry. I'm calling from New York. I'm walking along the street as we speak, just crossing the road. On my way home from a yoga stroke setting intentions workshop for the new year, I just want to say thanks to you guys because maybe if I didn't listen to the pod, I wouldn't have gone. And I've come out feeling really inspired with intentions set for the new year. So thanks so much. I've actually got more to say, but and I've got it all written down in the diary what I want to talk about with you guys on my next call. But as I'm on the street, this is just a short one to say thanks. Bye.
Oh,
I can't wait for the longer voicemail with the notes from the diary.
What a delightful voicemail.
I love that you left the workshop and beep, bop, booped us in your phone.
Gave us a wrinkle dingle.
A wrinkle dingle. And called us up to tell us about it. That's so exciting. I'm so glad you went.
Yeah.
And I'm just thrilled it was a positive experience for you.
It sounds wonderful.
A heartwarming voicemail to receive. And we eagerly await the next one.
Yeah, please call us back.
What do you think is in that next one?
I can't even imagine.
I'm really looking forward to it.
So am I.
I would love to know what your intentions are that you set. I mean, They're obviously private. You don't have to share, but
curious. If you want to share.
Yeah. Let's hear some 2019 intentions.
Yeah.
If anybody's got them. I put mine on Instagram, Dory.
I know.
Yeah. They were basically, the last one was like, I can break these. Bye. So there you go.
The best intention
of all. That's the intention we should all have. Dory. The end is here.
It is. We will talk to you all next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.